Continental Tyres.
AFL Trade Radio.
The Early Trade for Tyre Power. Tyre Power, tyre experts you should always trade with. And for Bunnings. Bunnings Trade. Helping business is their trade. Lloydie's List for 4D Garage Doors. Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au.
Yes, we look forward to it each and every morning on Trade Radio, Lordo's List. It goes viral. So looking forward to finding out what today's topic is, Lordo. Far away.
Well, it's off the back of an idea you gave me, Cornsy. So we were on the text yesterday and you spoke about sliding doors moments for football clubs. And it had me, this is just a historical one, this one. But if Dusty was taken by the GWS Giants when he toured the club, what would the last 5 years have looked like for the Giants? And it's what amazing. Would they have looked for Richmond? Like, who knows? Like, where would Dusty, would he have been the player he was at the Giants? Would the Giants have won flags? Would Richmond have won their flags? So anyway,
it's amazing. So that's the biggest one in recent times that I can remember. And if you've got a sliding doors moment, you know, one decision that was made at this time of the year, a yes or a no, send them through 0419 187 323. I mean, because those images, you know, when he was touring the facilities, as you said, it felt like he was a bit on the outer at the Tigers, but opted to stay. And then a couple of years later, also turning down that massive deal from North Melbourne as well, was another sliding doors moment that he made. I bet he's glad he made that one.
So this is recent. In the last 12 months, from last year's trade period to now, sliding doors moments. So at number five, if Zach Williams didn't have a preliminary final for the Giants where he had 10 clearances and 25 disposals, I don't think Carlton would have taken two rich, predominantly half-back flankers, which they did. So and he lived off that game that could potentially be an inside midfielder, which we've realised he's not.
Mm.
If that game didn't happen, Carlton would have a war chest. They would have just taken Adam Saad, I think, and they would have a war chest to go Chera and whoever else they wanted with the money that they've paid for Zach Williams. So I think that one, I hope I'm wrong, we'll come back to haunt the Blues with that deal for Zach Williams.
Yeah, 100%. So, if he was named on the halfback flank in that final instead of play in the midfield, would Carlton have gone, well, hang on, there's our next midfielder and we're going to go and pay a massive salary and a massive price to get him? I like it. And just thinking as well, Lordo, maybe another list which we'll do in the upcoming days is players who need a massive preseason. So your top five players who need a massive preseason, because he might feature in another edition of Lordo's List. What about your number four sliding doors
number
moment?
Number four, if Essendon gave up those first round picks that the Dogs wanted, they would not have the most exciting prospects around their football club that they currently have in the last decade. So they would not have Cox, Reed or Perkins. They'd have one, maybe two, but they wouldn't have all three of them. And that's what they're going to build their side around for the next 10 years.
If Essendon had given two first-round draft picks for Josh Dunkley last year, they definitely wouldn't be the buzz that is around the Bombers right now with the draft hand that they took. It's a good one.
Number three is if the Giants didn't match Geelong's free agency bid for Jeremy Cameron, they would have an injection of youth with three first-round selections that they did have, and potentially it might have been a better fit for their club 12 months on. So Jeremy Cameron, I think he was good in the games he did play, but have they missed their window now as a football club? So in hindsight, take the three first-rounders, build for the next flag rather than the one they've just missed, Kano. So, if it was matched, it might have been a win-win in a sense where Cameron doesn't get to where he wants to go, but Geelong build for their future, Kane.
Yeah, so if the Giants had just let Jeremy Cameron walk and been in the lap of the gods with the AFL compensation instead of matching that deal, and Geelong got him for nothing and kept picks 13, 15 and 20, which is what they gave up for them, I think the Geelong Footy Club would be feeling a lot better about themselves with bringing an injection of youth in. What about your number two slide?
Number two was, this one was yours, Kane, which is a great one. If one other club wanted Tom McDonald, I think he would have gone and they would have freed up that salary cap space. They would have thought, we've got Ben Brown coming in, we don't need Tom McDonald as well. He would not be a Melbourne Premiership player, and I wonder, would Melbourne have won the flag if McDonald wasn't there? It's interesting, he played a role for them without being Don. He was brilliant, I reckon, against Port Adelaide in Adelaide, and he turned that game on a Friday or Thursday night, I think it was. But yeah, if one other club showed interest in him, he wouldn't be a premiership player.
Just
right now.
One club, probably, and he was off. And also the way that Melbourne stood firm when Tomlinson went down, I thought it could have been quite easy to put McDonald as a key defender now, but you were pretty strong in this throughout the year. So Harrison Petty, they showed faith in, and that worked as well. So maybe another sliding doors moment. What about number one?
Number one, if Adam Treloar took the offer to join the Gold Coast Suns, which was pick five, and they would have paid all of his salary, they had the Gold Coast on the hook, Collingwood. Mm. But Adam Treloar said, no, I don't want to go there. And before you know it, the football world finds out that they're in salary cap dramas. They've got issues here. So suddenly, Collingwood are in all sorts. So if they had have taken that, Collingwood, maybe Ned Guy'd still be in his job. Collingwood wouldn't have been the story of the trade period, and they would have kept maybe other players and not had to have a fire sale, because Adam Treloar said, yeah, I'll go. And I don't think the Suns were none the wiser. They just thought, okay, we're getting Treloar. We'll pay his salary. We're getting a gun. And they were going to hand over pick five to Collingwood. But with Treloar saying no, that changed absolutely everything and made Collingwood the story they were in last year's trade period.
And it all blew up. There you have it. That's Lordo's list. Thanks to 4D Doors. Smarter, quieter, safer garage doors. Redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. That is what we love about the trade period. Those moments, those decisions that are made that can affect individuals and clubs for years to come and in the immediate future. You'll find that online as well. That'll be published throughout the day on @TradeRadio on Twitter and the various social media platforms.